The Concordant Literal New Testament, copyright 1983 by the Concordant Publishing Concern, the Book of Mark, Chapter 1. The beginning of the Evangel of Jesus Christ, Son of God, according as it is written in Isaiah the prophet, Lo, I am dispatching my messenger before thy face, who shall be constructing thy road in front of thee. The voice of one imploring, In the wilderness, make ready the road of the Lord. Straight, be making the highways of him. John the Baptist came to be in the wilderness and is heralding a baptism of repentance for the pardon of sins. And out to him went the entire province of Judea and all the Jerusalemites, and they were baptized by him in the Jordan River, confessing their sins. And John was dressed in camel's hair and had a leather girdle about his loins and was eating locusts and wild honey. And he heralds, saying, Coming after me is one stronger than I, the thong of whose sandals I am not competent to stoop and loose. I indeed baptize you in water, yet he shall be baptizing you in Holy Spirit. And it occurred in those days that Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and is baptized in the Jordan by John. And straightway, stepping up out of the water, he perceived the heavens rent and the Spirit as a dove, descending and remaining on him. And a voice came out of the heavens, Thou art my Son, the Beloved. In thee I delight. And straightway the Spirit is ejecting him into the wilderness. And he was in the wilderness 40 days, undergoing trial by Satan, and was with the wild beasts. And messengers waited on him. Now after the giving up of John, Jesus came into Galilee, heralding the evangel of the kingdom of God, saying that fulfilled is the era, and near is the kingdom of God. Repent and believe in the evangel. And passing by, beside the Sea of Galilee, he perceived Simon and Andrew, the brother of Simon, purse netting with a purse net in the sea, for they were fishers. And Jesus said to them, Hither, after me, and I will make you become fishers of men. And immediately, leaving their nets, they follow him. And advancing slightly, he perceived James of Zebedee and John, his brother, who also are in the ship, adjusting the nets. And straightway he calls them. And leaving their father Zebedee in the ship with the hirelings, they came away after him, and they are entering Capernaum. And immediately on the Sabbaths, entering the synagogue, he taught. And they were astonished at his teaching, for he was teaching them as one having authority, and not as the scribes. And straightway there was a man in their synagogue with an unclean spirit, and he cries out, saying, Ha! What is it to us and to you, Jesus the Nazarene? Did you come to destroy us? We are aware of you. Who you are, the Holy One of God. And Jesus rebukes him, saying, Be still, and be coming out of him. And convulsing him, the unclean spirit, shouting with a loud voice, came out of him. And all were awed, so as to be discussing with themselves, saying, What is this? Some new teaching is this. For with authority the unclean spirits also is he enjoining, and they are obeying him. And straightway, the tidings of him came out everywhere into the whole country about Galilee. And straightway, coming out of the synagogue, they came into the home of Simon and Andrew, with James and John. Now the mother-in-law of Simon was laid down with a fever. And straightway they are telling him about her. And approaching, he rouses her, holding her hand. And the fever leaves her immediately, and she waited on them. Now evening coming on, when the sun sets, they brought to him all those who have an illness and those who are demoniacs. And the whole city was assembled at the door. And he cures many who have an illness, those with various diseases, and many demons he cast out. And he did not let the demons speak, for they were aware that he is the Christ. And in the morning, rising very early, still in the night, he came out and came away into a desolate place. And there he prayed. And Simon and those with him trail him. And they found him. And are saying to him that all are seeking thee. And he is saying to them, We may be going elsewhere, into the next towns, that there also I should be heralding, for this I came out. And he came into their synagogues in the whole of Galilee, heralding and casting out demons. And coming to him as a leper, entreating him, and falling on his knees and saying to him, Lord, if thou shouldst be willing, thou canst cleanse me. Now Jesus, having compassion, stretching out his hand, touches him, and is saying to him, I am willing, be cleansed. And at his saying this, straightway the leprosy came from him, and he is cleansed. And muttering to him, straightway he cast him out, and is saying to him, See, You may be saying nothing to anyone, but go, show yourself to the priest, and bring for your cleansing what Moses bids, for a testimony to them. Now he, coming out, begins heralding it much, and to blaze abroad the word, so that by no means can he longer be manifestly entering into a city, but was outside in desolate places. And they came to him from everywhere. Chapter 2. And, entering again into Capernaum during these days, it is heard that he is in a house. And immediately many were gathered, so that by no means was there still room, not even at the door. And he spoke to them the word. And they are coming, bringing to him a paralytic being lifted by four. And not being able to carry him to him because of the throng, they unroof the roof where he was, and scooping it out, they are lowering the pallet whereon the paralytic was laid. And Jesus, perceiving their faith, is saying to the paralytic, Child, pardoned you are your sins. Now there were some of the scribes sitting there, and reasoning in their hearts, What is this man speaking thus? Blaspheming is he, who is able to pardon sins except one God. And straightway Jesus, recognizing in his spirit that they are reasoning thus in themselves, is saying to them, Why are you reasoning these things in your hearts? What is easier, to be saying to the paralytic, Pardoned are your sins, or to be saying, Rouse and pick up your pallet and walk? Now that you may be perceiving that the Son of Mankind has authority on earth to pardon sins, he is saying to the paralytic, To you am I saying, Rouse and pick up your pallet and go into your house. And he was roused, and straightway, picking up the pallet, he came out in front of all, so that all are amazed and are glorifying God, saying that thus we never perceived it. And he came out again beside the sea. And the entire throng came to him, and he taught them. And passing along, he perceived Levi of Alphaeus sitting at the tribute office. And he is saying to him, Follow me. And rising, he follows him. And at his coming to lie down in his house, many tribute collectors also, and sinners lay back at table with Jesus and his disciples, for there were many, and they followed him. And the scribes of the Pharisees, perceiving him also, that he ate with the tribute collectors and the sinners, said to his disciples, Wherefore is it that your teacher is eating and drinking with the tribute collectors and the sinners? And hearing it, Jesus is saying to them that, No need have the strong of a physician, but those having an illness. I did not come to call the just, but sinners. And the disciples of John and the Pharisees were fasting, and they are coming and saying to him, Wherefore are the disciples of John and the disciples of the Pharisees fasting, yet your disciples are not fasting? And Jesus said to them, The sons of the bridal chamber cannot be fasting while the bridegroom is with them. Whatever time they have the bridegroom with them, they cannot be fasting. Yet coming will be days whenever the bridegroom may be taken away from them, and then they will be fasting in that day. No one is sewing a patch of unshrunk shred on an old cloak. Yet if so, is not that which fills up taking away from it, the new from the old, and a worse rent is occurring? And no one is draining fresh wine into old wineskins. Yet if so, will not the fresh wine be bursting the wineskins? And the wine is spilling, and the wineskins will perish. But fresh wine is put into new wineskins. And he came on the Sabbath to be going by through the sowings. And his disciples begin making a path, plucking the ears. And the Pharisees said to him, Lo, what they are doing on the Sabbath is what is not allowed. And he said to them, Did you never read what David does when he had need and hungers, he and those with him? How he entered into the house of God under Abiathar the chief priest, and ate the showbread, which is not allowed to be eaten except by the priests, and he gives also to those who are with him. And he said to them, The Sabbath came because of mankind, and not mankind because of the Sabbath, so that the Son of Mankind is Lord also of the Sabbath. Chapter 3. And he entered again into the synagogue. And a man was there, having a withered hand, and they scrutinized him to see if on the Sabbaths he will be curing him, that they should be accusing him. And he is saying to the man having the withered hand, Rise in the midst. And he is saying to them, Is it allowed on the Sabbaths to do good or to do evil, a soul to save or to kill? Yet they were silent, and looking about on them with indignation, commiserating the callousness of their hearts, he is saying to the man, Stretch out your hand. And he stretches it out, and his hand was restored. And coming out, the Pharisees straightway held a consultation with the Herodians against him, so that they should be destroying him. And Jesus, with his disciples, retires to the sea. And a vast multitude from Galilee follows him, and from Judea, and from Jerusalem, and from Idumea, and the other side of the Jordan, and those about Tyre and Sidon, a vast multitude, hearing how much he did, came to him. And he spoke to his disciples that a boat may be waiting on him because of the throng, lest they may be crowding him, for he cures many, so that they are falling on him, that whoever had scourges should be touching him. And the unclean spirits, whenever they beheld him, prostrated to him and cried, saying that, "You are the Son of God." And much he warned them, lest they should be making him manifest. And he is ascending into the mountain and is calling to him whom he would. And they came away to him. And he makes 12, whom he also names apostles, that they may be with him, and that he may be commissioning them to herald, and to have authority to cure diseases, and to cast out demons. And he makes the 12, and he places on Simon the name Peter, and on James of Zebedee and John, the brother of James. On them also he places the name Boanerges, which is Sons of Thunder, and Andrew and Philip and Bartholomew and Matthew and Thomas and James of Alphaeus and Thaddeus and Simon the Canaanite and Judas Iscariot, who also gives him up. And they are coming into a house, and the throng is coming together again, so that they are not even able to eat bread. And hearing it, those with him came out to hold it, for they said that it was beside itself. And the scribes who descend from Jerusalem said that Beelzebul has he, and that by the chief of the demons is he casting out the demons. And calling them to him in parables, he said to them, "How can Satan be casting out Satan? And if ever a kingdom should be parted against itself, that kingdom is not able to stand. And if ever a house should be parted against itself, that house will not be able to stand. And if Satan rose against himself and is parted, he is not able to stand, but is having a consummation. But no one is able to enter into the house of the strong one to plunder his gear, if ever he should not first be binding the strong one, and then he will be plundering his house. Verily I am saying to you that all shall be pardoned the sons of mankind, the penalties of the sins and the blasphemies, whatsoever they should be blaspheming. Yet whoever should be blaspheming against the Holy Spirit is having no pardon for the aeon, but is liable to the aeonian penalty for the sin. For they said, 'An unclean spirit has he.' And coming are his mother and his brothers, and standing outside, they dispatch to him, calling him. And there sat about him a throng. And they are saying to him, 'Lo, thy mother and thy brothers and thy sisters are outside seeking thee.' And answering them, he is saying, 'Who is my mother and my brothers?' And looking about on those sitting around him, he is saying, 'Lo, my mother and my brothers. For whoever should be doing the will of God, this one is my brother and sister and mother.'" Chapter 4. And again he begins to teach beside the sea, and gathering to him is a throng most numerous, so that, to be sitting, he steps into the ship, in the sea, and the entire throng was facing toward the sea on the land. And he taught them many things in parables, and said to them in his teaching, "Hear, lo, out came the sower to sow. And it occurred in the sowing, some indeed falls beside the road, and the flying creatures came and devoured it. And other falls on a rocky place where it had not much earth, and straightway it shoots up because of having no depth of earth. And when the sun rises, it is scorched, and because of having no root, it is withered. And other falls into thorns, and up came the thorns and stifle it, and it gives no fruit. And other falls into ideal earth, and it gave fruit, coming up and growing up, and brought forth 130 and 160 and 100-fold. And he said, "Who has ears to hear, let him hear." And when he came to be in seclusion, those about him, together with the 12, asked him about the parables. And he said to them, "To you the secret of the kingdom of God has been given, yet to those outside all is occurring in parables, that observing they may be observing and may not be perceiving, and hearing they may be hearing and not be understanding, lest at some time they should be turning about, and they may be pardoned the penalties of their sins." And he is saying to them, "Have you not perceived this parable? And how will you know all parables? The sower the word is sowing. Now these are those beside the road, where the word is being sown. And whenever they should be hearing, straightway comes Satan, and is taking away the word that has been sown in them. And these likewise are those being sown on rocky places, who, whenever they should be hearing the word, straightway with joy are getting it. And they have no root in themselves, but are temporary. Thereafter, at the coming of affliction or persecution because of the word, straightway they are being snared. And others are those being sown into the thorns. These are those who hear the word, and the worries of this aeon, and the seduction of riches, and the desires about the rest, going in, are stifling the word, and it is becoming unfruitful. And those are those being sown on ideal earth, who are hearing the word, and are assenting to it, and are bearing fruit, 130, and 160, and 100-fold. And he said to them that, the lamp is not coming, that it may be placed under a peck measure or under a couch. Is it not that it may be placed on a lampstand? For there is not anything hidden, except that it should be manifested, neither did it become concealed, but that it may be coming into manifestation. If anyone has ears to hear, let him hear. And he said to them, beware what you are hearing. With what measure you are measuring, it will be measured to you, and it will be added to you. For he who has, it shall be given to him, and he who has not, even what he has, shall be taken away from him. And he said, thus is the kingdom of God, as if ever a man should be casting seed on the earth, and he may be drowsing and rousing night and day, and the seed may be germinating and lengthening, as he is not aware. Spontaneously the earth is bearing fruit, first the blade, thereafter the ear, thereafter the full grain in the ear. Now whenever the fruit may be giving way, straightway he is dispatching the sickle, for present is the harvest. And he said, how should we be likening the kingdom of God? Or by what parable may we be placing it? As a kernel of mustard, which whenever it may be sown on the earth, is smaller than all the seeds of those on the earth, and whenever it may be sown, is coming up and becoming greater than all the greens, and is making great boughs, so that, under its shade, the flying creatures of heaven are able to roost. And in many such parables he spoke to them the word, according as they were able to be hearing it. Yet apart from a parable he did not speak to them. Yet privately, to his own disciples, he explained all. And he is saying to them on that day, as evening is coming on, we may be passing through to the other side. And leaving the throng, they are taking him along, as he was, in the ship. And other ships were with him. And there is occurring a great whirlwind, and the billows dashed into the ship, so that the ship was already filling to the brim. And he was in the stern, drowsing on the cushion. And they are rousing him and saying to him, teacher, carest thou not that we perish? And being roused, he rebukes the wind and said to the sea, be silent, be still. And the wind flags, and there came a great calm. And he said to them, why are you so timid? How is it you have no faith? And they were afraid with a great fear and said to one another, who consequently is this, that even the wind and the sea are obeying him? Chapter 5. And they came to the other side of the sea, into the country of the Gergesenes. And at his coming out of the ship, straightway there meets him a man out of the tombs, with an unclean spirit, who had a dwelling among the tombs. And not even with chains was anyone able any longer to bind him, because of his having often been bound with fetters and chains. And the chains were pulled to pieces by him, and the fetters crushed. And no one was strong enough to tame him. And continually, night and day, among the tombs and in the mountains was he, crying and gashing himself with stones. And perceiving Jesus from afar, he ran and worships him, and crying with a loud voice, he is saying, what is it to me and to thee, Jesus, Son of God Most High? I am adjuring thee by God, not me shouldst thou be tormenting. For he said to it, come out, unclean spirit, out of the man. And he inquired of it, what is your name? And it is saying to him, Legion is my name, for many are we. And it entreated him much that he should not be dispatching it out of the country. Now there toward the mountain was a great herd of hogs grazing, and all the demons entreat him, saying, send us into the hogs that we may be entering into them. And Jesus immediately permits them. And coming out, the unclean spirits entered into the hogs, and the herd rushes down the precipice into the sea. Now they were about 2,000, and they were choked in the sea. And those grazing them fled, and they reported in the city and in the fields. and they came to see what it is that has occurred. And they are coming to Jesus and beholding the demoniac who had the legion, sitting and garmented and saying, and they were afraid. And those who perceived it relate to them how it came to be with the demoniac and concerning the hogs. And they begin to be entreating him to come away from their boundaries. And at his stepping into the ship, the demoniac entreated him that he may be with him. And he does not let him, but he is saying to him, go into your home, to those who are yours, and report to them whatever the Lord has done for you and how he is merciful to you. And he came away and begins to herald in the Decapolis whatever Jesus does for him. And all marveled. And at Jesus faring again in the ship to the other side, a vast throng was gathered to him, and he was beside the sea. And lo, coming is one of the chiefs of the synagogue, Jairus by name, and perceiving him, he is falling at his feet, and he is entreating him much, saying that, my little daughter is having her last gasp, that coming, thou mayest be placing thy hands on her, that she may be saved and should be living. And he came away with him, and a vast throng followed him, and they crowded him. And a woman having a hemorrhage 12 years, and suffering much under many physicians, and spending harrow, and being nothing benefited, but rather coming to be worse, hearing about Jesus, coming in the throng from behind, touches his cloak. For she said that if ever I should be touching him, even if it should be his garments, I shall be saved. And straightway dried is the spring of her blood, and she knew in her body that she has been healed of the scourge. And straightway Jesus, recognizing in himself the power coming out of him, being turned about in the throng, said, who touches my garments? And his disciples said to him, thou art observing the throng crowding thee, and art thou saying, who touches me? And he looked about to see who does this. Now the woman, being afraid and trembling, being aware of what has occurred to her, came and prostrates to him and told him the entire truth. Now he said to her, daughter, your faith has saved you. Go in peace and be sound from your scourge. While he is still speaking, they are coming from the chief of the synagogue, saying that your daughter died. Why are you still bothering the teacher? Yet Jesus, immediately disregarding the words spoken, is saying to the chief of the synagogue, do not fear, only believe. And he does not let anyone follow together with him except Peter and James and John, the brother of James. And they are coming into the house of the chief of the synagogue, and he is beholding a tumult, and they are lamenting much and screaming. And entering, he is saying to them, why are you making a tumult and lamenting? The little girl did not die, but is drowsing. And they ridiculed him. Yet he, ejecting them all, is taking along the father of the little girl, and the mother and those with him. And he is going in where the little girl was lying. And holding the hand of the little girl, he is saying to her, Talitha, kumi, which is being construed, maiden, I am saying to you, rouse. And straightway the maiden rose and walked about, for she was about 12 years old. And they were beside themselves straightway with great amazement. And he cautions them much that no one may be knowing of this. And he told them to give her something to eat. Chapter 6. And he came out thence and is coming into his own country, and his disciples are following him. And at the coming of a Sabbath, he begins to teach in the synagogue. And the majority hearing were astonished, saying, whence has this man all these things? And what wisdom is being given this man? And such powerful deeds are occurring by means of his hands. Is not this the artisan, the son of Mary, and the brother of James and Joseph and Judas and Simon? And are not his sisters here with us? And they were snared in him. And Jesus said to them that a prophet is not dishonored, except in his own country and among his relatives and in his home. And he could not do any powerful deed there, except placing hands on a few who are ailing, he cures them. And he marvels because of their unbelief. And Jesus went about the villages around, teaching. And he is calling to him the 12, and he begins to dispatch them 2 by 2, and gave them authority over the unclean spirits. And he charges them that they should be picking up nothing for the road except a staff only. No bread, no beggar's bag, no coppers in the girdle, but having soles bound on, and not to put on 2 tunics. And he said to them, wheresoever you may be entering into a house, there remain till you should be coming out thence. And whatever place should not be receiving you, nor yet they should be hearing you. Going out thence, shake off the soil which is underneath your feet for a testimony to them. Verily I am saying to you, more tolerable will it be for Sodom or Gomorrah in the day of judging than for that city. And coming out, they herald that they should be repenting, and many demons they cast out, and they rubbed many of the ailing with oil, and cured them. And Herod the king hears, for his name became manifest. And he said that John the Baptist has been roused from among the dead, and therefore the powerful deeds are operating in him. Yet others said that he is Elijah. Yet others said that a prophet is he, as one of the prophets. Yet hearing of it, Herod said that John, whom I behead, he was roused from among the dead. For he, Herod, dispatches and holds John, and binds him in jail, because of Herodias, the wife of Philip, his brother, seeing that he marries her. For John said to Herod that it is not allowed you to have the wife of your brother. Now Herodias hemmed him in, and wanted to kill him, and could not. For Herod feared John, being aware that he is a just and holy man, and he preserved him. And hearing him, he was much perplexed, and heard him with relish. And an opportune day coming when Herod at his birthday celebrations makes a dinner for his magnates and captains, and for the foremost men of Galilee. And at her, Herodias' daughters, entering and dancing, she pleases Herod and those lying back at table with him. Now the king said to the maiden, request of me whatsoever you may be wanting, and I will give it to you. And he swears to her that whatsoever you should be requesting me, I will give you to the half of my kingdom. And coming out, she said to her mother, what should I be requesting? Now she said, the head of John the Baptist. And entering straightway with diligence to the king, she requests, saying, I want that you forthwith may be giving me on a platter the head of John the Baptist. And the king, becoming sorrow-stricken, because of the oaths and those lying back at table with him, does not want to repudiate her. And straightway the king, dispatching, enjoins a lifeguardsman to bring his head. And, coming away, he beheads him in the jail, and carries his head on a platter, and gives it to the maiden, and the maiden gives it to her mother. And hearing of it, his disciples came, and take away his corpse, and they place it in a tomb. And gathering are the apostles to Jesus, and they report to him all, whatever they do, and whatever they teach. And he is saying to them, hither, you yourselves come privately into a place in the wilderness, and rest briefly. For those coming and those going away were many, and they had not yet an opportunity to eat. And they came away in the ship into a place in the wilderness, privately. And many perceived them going away and recognized them. And afoot from all the cities they ran together there. And they came before them and ran together to him. And coming out, Jesus perceived a vast throng, and he has compassion on them. For they were as sheep not having a shepherd. And he begins to teach them much. And already the hour coming to be much advanced, his disciples coming to him said that this place is a wilderness, and already the hour is much advanced. Dismiss them that, coming away into the fields and villages around, they should buy themselves bread, for they have nothing that they may be eating. Yet he answering said to them, you give them to eat. And they are saying to him, coming away, should we buy 200 denarii worth of bread and give them to eat? Now he is saying to them, how many cakes of bread have you? Go and see. And knowing they are saying to him, five and two fishes. And he enjoins them to make them all recline, company by company, on the green grass. And they lean back plot by plot, by hundreds and by fifties. And taking the five cakes of bread and the two fishes, looking up into heaven, he blesses and breaks up the cakes of bread and gave to his disciples that they may be placing them before them. And the two fishes he parts to all, and they all ate and are satisfied. And they pick up 12 pannierfuls of fragments and from the fishes. And those eating the cakes of bread were 5,000 men. And straightway he compels his disciples to step into the ship and precede him to the other side to Bethsaida, till he is dismissing the throng. And taking leave of them, he came away into the mountain to pray. And evening coming on, the ship was in the middle of the sea, and he was alone on the land. And perceiving them tormented in rowing, for the wind was contrary to them, about the fourth watch of the night he is coming toward them, walking on the sea. And he wanted to pass them by. Yet those who are perceiving him walking on the sea suppose that he is a phantom, and they cry out, for they all perceive him and were disturbed. Yet straightway he speaks with them and is saying to them, Courage, it is one, do not fear. And he stepped up to them, into the ship, and the wind flags. And they are amazed to the very excess among themselves and marveled. For they do not understand as to the bread, but their heart was calloused. And faring to land, they came to Gennesaret and are moored. And at their coming out of the ship, straightway recognizing him, the men of that place ran about that whole country and begin to be caring about those having an illness on pallets to where they heard that he is. And wheresoever he went into villages or into cities or into fields, in the markets they placed the infirm. And they entreated him that they should be touching him even if it should be the tassel of his cloak. And whosoever touched it were saved. Chapter 7. And gathering to him are the Pharisees and some of the scribes coming from Jerusalem, and perceiving some of his disciples, that with contaminated, that is unwashed, hands they eat bread. For the Pharisees and all the Jews, if ever they should not be washing the hands with the fist, are not eating, holding the tradition of the elders. And from the market, except they should be sprinkled, they are not eating, and many other things are there which they accepted to hold. The baptizing of cups and ewers and copper vessels and of couches. The Pharisees also and the scribes are inquiring of him, Wherefore are not your disciples walking according to the tradition of the elders, but with unwashed hands are eating bread? Yet he, answering, said to them that, Ideally prophesies Isaiah concerning you hypocrites, as it is written, that this people with their lips is honoring me, yet their heart is away at a distance from me. Yet in vain are they revering me, teaching for teachings the directions of men. For leaving the precept of God, you are holding the tradition of men of the baptism of ewers and cups, and many such like things you are doing. And he said to them, Ideally are you repudiating the precept of God, that you should be keeping your tradition. For Moses said, Honor your father and your mother. And he who is saying aught that is evil of father or mother, let him decease in death. Yet you are saying, if a man should be saying to father or mother, a korban, which is an approach present, is whatsoever you may be benefited by me. No longer are you letting him do anything for his father or his mother, invalidating the word of God by your tradition, which you give over, and many such like things you are doing. And calling the throng to him again, he said to them, Hear me all, and understand. Nothing is there outside of a man, going into him, which can contaminate him, but those things going out of a man are what is contaminating the man. If anyone has ears to hear, let him hear. And when he entered into the house from the throng, his disciples inquired of him concerning the parable. And he is saying to them, Are you also thus unintelligent? Not yet are you apprehending that everything from the outside that is going into a man cannot contaminate him, for it is not going into his heart, but into the bowels, and is going out into the latrine, cleansing all foods. Yet he said that which is going out of a man, that is contaminating the man. For from inside, out of the heart of men, are going out evil reasonings, prostitutions, thefts, murders, adulteries, greed, wickedness, guile, wantonness, a wicked eye, calumny, pride, imprudence. All these wicked inside things are going out, and those are contaminating the man. Now rising thence, he came away into the frontiers of Tyre and Sidon, and entering into a house, he wants no one to know, and he cannot elude them. But straightway, a woman, hearing about him, whose little daughter had an unclean spirit, entering, prostrates at his feet. Now the woman was a Greek, a native of Syrophoenicia, and she asked him that he should be casting the demon out of her daughter. Yet Jesus said to her, Let first the children be satisfied, for it is not ideal to take the children's bread and cast it to the puppies. Yet she answered and is saying to him, Yes, Lord, for the puppies also underneath the table are eating the scraps from the little children. And he said to her, Because of this saying, go. The demon has come out of your daughter. And coming away into her own house, she found the little girl prostrate on the couch, and the demon come out. And again, coming out of the boundaries of Tyre, he came through Sidon to the Sea of Galilee, amidst the boundaries of the Decapolis. And they are bringing to him a deaf stammerer, and they are entreating him that he may place his hand on him. And getting him away from the throng privately, He thrusts his fingers into his ears, and spitting, touches his tongue. And looking up into heaven, he groans and is saying to him, Ephphatha, which is, be opened up. And immediately opened up was his hearing, and straightway was loosed the bond of his tongue, and he spoke correctly. And he cautions them that they may be telling no one, yet as much as he cautioned them, they rather heralded it more exceedingly. And they were super exceedingly astonished, saying, Ideally has he done all, the deaf he is making to be hearing, as well as the dumb to be speaking. Chapter 8. In those days there being again a vast throng, and not having anything they may be eating, calling his disciples to him, he is saying to them, I have compassion on the throng, for already for 3 days they are remaining with me, and they have nothing that they may be eating. And should I ever be dismissing them, fasting to their homes, they will be fainting on the road, and some of them have arrived from afar. And his disciples answered him that, Whence can anyone satisfy these with bread here in a wilderness? And he inquired of them, How many cakes of bread have you? Now they say 7. And he is charging the throng to be leaning back on the earth. And taking the 7 cakes of bread, giving thanks, he breaks and gave to his disciples, that they may place them before them. And they placed them before the throng. And they had a few small fishes. And blessing them, he said to place these also before them. And they all ate and are satisfied. And they pick up of the surplus fragments 7 hampers. Now those eating were about 4,000, and he dismisses them. And straightway he, stepping into the ship with his disciples, came into the parts of Dalmanutha. And out came the Pharisees, and they begin discussing with him, seeking to see from him a sign from heaven, trying him. And sighing in his spirit, he is saying, Why is this generation seeking for a sign? Verily I am saying to you, if there shall be given to this generation a sign, and leaving them, again stepping into a ship, he came away to the other side, and they forgot to get bread, and, except for 1 cake of bread, they had none with them in the ship. And he cautioned them, saying, See, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the leaven of Herod. And they reasoned with one another, saying that bread we have none. And knowing it, Jesus is saying to them, Why are you reasoning that you have no bread? Not as yet are you apprehending, neither understanding? Still calloused is your heart? Having eyes, are you not observing? And having ears, are you not hearing? And are you not remembering? When I break the 5 cakes of bread for the 5,000, how many panniers full of fragments do you pick up? They are saying to him, 12. And when I break the 7 cakes of bread for the 4,000, how many hampers filled with fragments do you pick up? And they are saying to him, 7. And he said to them, How is it you are not as yet understanding? And they are coming into Bethsaida, and are bringing to him a blind man, and entreating him that he should be touching him. And getting hold of the hand of the blind man, he brings him forth out of the village, and spitting into his eyes, placing hands on him, he inquired of him, Are you observing anything? And looking up, he said, I am observing men. As trees am I seeing them walking. Thereafter again he places hands on his eyes, and he is keen-sighted, and was restored. And he looked at all distinctly. And he dispatches him into his home, saying, Neither the village may you be entering, nor yet may you be speaking to anyone in the village. And Jesus and his disciples came out into the villages of Caesarea Philippi. And on the way he inquired of his disciples, saying to them, Who are men saying that I am? Now they say to him, John the Baptist, and others Elijah, yet others that he is one of the prophets. And he inquired of them, Now you, who are you saying that I am? And answering, Peter is saying to him, Thou art the Christ, the Son of God. And he warns them, that they may be telling no one about him. And he begins to teach them that the Son of Mankind must be suffering much, and be rejected by the elders, and the chief priests, and the scribes, and be killed, and after 3 days rise. And with boldness spoke he the word. And taking him to him, Peter begins to rebuke him. Now Jesus, being turned about and perceiving his disciples, rebukes Peter and is saying, Go behind me, Satan, for you are not disposed to that which is of God, but that which is of men. And calling the throng to him, together with his disciples, he said to them, If anyone is wanting to come after me, let him renounce himself and pick up his cross and follow me. For whosoever may be wanting to save his soul will be destroying it. Yet whoever shall be destroying his soul on account of me and of the evangel will be saving it. For what is it benefiting a man to gain the whole world and forfeit his soul? For what may a man give in exchange for his soul? For whosoever may be ashamed of me and my words in this generation, an adulterous and sinner, the Son of Mankind also will be ashamed of him, whenever he may be coming in the glory of his Father, with the holy messengers. Chapter 9. And he said to them, Verily I am saying to you that there are some of those standing here who under no circumstances should be tasting death till they should be perceiving the kingdom of God having come in power. And after 6 days Jesus is taking aside Peter and James and John and is bringing them up into a very high mountain, privately, alone. And he was transformed in front of them, and his garments became glistening, very white, as snow, such as no fuller on earth is able thus to whiten. And Elijah, together with Moses, was seen by them, and they were conferring with Jesus. And answering, Peter is saying to Jesus, Rabbi, it is ideal for us to be here, and we should be making three tabernacles, for thee one, and for Moses one, and for Elijah one. For he was not aware what he may answer, for they became terrified. And there came a cloud overshadowing them, and a voice came out of the cloud, saying, This is my Son, the Beloved. Hear him. And suddenly, looking about, they no longer perceived anyone, except Jesus only, with themselves. And at their descending from the mountain, he cautions them that they should be relating to no one what they perceived, except whenever the Son of Mankind may be rising from among the dead. And they hold the word, discussing with themselves what is the rising from among the dead. And they inquired of him, saying that the Pharisees and the scribes are saying that Elijah must come first. Now he averred to them, Elijah indeed coming first is restoring all. And how is it written of the Son of Mankind, that much may he be suffering and may be scorned? But I am saying to you that even Elijah has come, and they do to him whatever they would, according as it is written of him. And coming to the disciples, they perceived a vast throng about them, and scribes discussing with them. And straightway the entire throng, perceiving him, were overawed, and racing toward him, saluted him. And he inquires of the scribes, What are you discussing with yourselves? And one out of the throng answered him, Teacher, I bring my son to thee, having a dumb spirit. And wheresoever it may be getting him down, it is tearing him, and he is frothing and grating his teeth, and is withering away. And I say to thy disciples that they should be casting it out, and they are not strong enough. Now he answering is saying to them, O unbelieving generation! Till when shall I be with you? Till when shall I bear with you? Bring him to me. And they bring him to him. And perceiving him, the spirit straightway violently convulses him. And, falling on the earth, he wallowed, frothing. And he inquires of his father, How much time is it since this has come to him? Now he said, From a little boy. And often it casts him into the fire also, and into waters, that it should be destroying him. But if thou art in any way able, help us, having compassion on us. Now Jesus said to him, Why the if? You are able to believe. All is possible to him who is believing. Straightway crying, the father of the little boy said with tears, I am believing. Help my unbelief. Now Jesus, perceiving that the throng is racing on together, rebukes the unclean spirit, saying to it, Dumb and deaf mute spirit, I am enjoining you to come out of him, and by no means may you be entering into him any longer. And crying and convulsing him much, it came out, and he became as if dead, so that the majority are saying that he died. Now Jesus, holding his hand, rouses him, and he rose. And at his entering the house, his disciples inquired of him privately, Wherefore could we not cast it out? And he said to them, This species can come out by nothing except by prayer. And coming out thence, they went along through Galilee, and he did not want that anyone may know. For he taught his disciples and said to them that the Son of Mankind is being given up into the hands of men, and they will be killing him. And being killed, after 3 days he will be rising. Yet they were ignorant of the declaration, and they feared to inquire of him. And they came into Capernaum, and coming to be in the house, he inquired of them, What did you reason with yourselves on the road? Yet they were silent. For they argued with one another on the road as to who is greatest. And being seated, He summons the 12 and is saying to them, "If anyone is wanting to be first, he will be last of all and servant of all." And taking a little child, he stands it in their midst, and clasping it in his arms, said to them, "Whoever should be receiving one of such little children in my name is receiving me, and whosoever may be receiving me is not receiving me, but him who commissions me." John averred to him, saying, "Teacher, we perceive someone casting out demons in thy name, who is not following us, and we forbade him, for he followed not with us." Yet Jesus said, "Be not forbidding him, for there is no one who will be doing a powerful deed in my name, and will be able swiftly to speak evil of me. For who is not against us is for us. For whosoever should be giving you a cup of water to drink in the name, seeing that you are Christ, verily I am saying to you that by no means should he be losing his wages. And whosoever should be snaring one of these little ones who are believing in me, ideal is it for him rather if a millstone requiring an ass to turn it were lying about his neck and he were cast into the sea. And if your hand should ever be snaring you, strike it off. It is ideal for you to be entering into life maimed rather than, having two hands, to come away into Gehenna, into the unextinguished fire where their worm is not deceasing and the fire is not going out. And if your foot should be snaring you, strike it off. For it is ideal for you to be entering into life maimed or lame, rather than, having two feet, to be cast into Gehenna, into the unextinguished fire, where their worm is not deceasing and the fire is not going out. And if your eye should be snaring you, cast it out. It is ideal for you to be entering into the kingdom of God one-eyed, rather than, having two eyes, to be cast into the Gehenna of fire, where their worm is not deceasing and the fire is not going out. For everyone will be salted with fire, and every sacrifice will be salted with salt. Ideal is the salt, yet if the salt should be becoming savorless, with what will you be seasoning it? Have salt in yourselves and be at peace with one another. Chapter 10. And rising from thence, he is coming into the boundaries of Judea and the other side of the Jordan. And again throngs are going together to him, and again, as he had been accustomed, he taught them. And approaching the Pharisees, trying him, inquired of him if it is allowed a husband to dismiss a wife. Yet he answering, said to them, "What does Moses direct you?" Yet they say, "Moses permits us to write a scroll of divorce and to dismiss her." And answering, Jesus said to them, "In view of your hard-heartedness, he writes for you this precept. Yet from the beginning of creation, God makes them male and female. On this account, a man will be leaving his father and mother and will be joined to his wife, and the two will be one flesh. So that no longer are they two, but one flesh. What God then yokes together, let not man be separating." And in the house, again, his disciples inquired of him concerning this. And he is saying to them, "Whosoever should be dismissing his wife and should be marrying another is committing adultery against her. And if she, dismissing her husband, should ever be marrying another, she is committing adultery." And they brought to him little children, that he should be touching them. Yet the disciples rebuked them. Yet perceiving it, Jesus resents it, and said to them, "Let the little children be coming to me, and do not forbid them, for of such is the kingdom of God. Verily I am saying to you, whosoever should not be receiving the kingdom of God as a little child, may under no circumstances be entering into it." And clasping them in his arms, he, in benediction, is placing his hands on them. And at his going out into the road, lo, one certain rich man, running toward him and falling on his knees before him, inquired of him, "Good teacher, what shall I be doing that I should be enjoying the allotment of life aeonian?" Now Jesus said to him, "Why are you terming me good? No one is good except one, God. With the precepts you are acquainted, you should not be murdering. You should not be committing adultery. You should not be stealing. You should not be testifying falsely. You should not be cheating. Be honoring your father and mother." Now he averred to him, "Teacher, all these I maintain from my youth." Now Jesus, looking at him, loves him, and said to him, "Still one thing you are wanting? Go, whatever you have, sell, and be giving to the poor, and you will be having treasure in heaven. And hither, follow me, picking up the cross. Yet he, being somber at the word, came away sorrowing, for he was one who has many acquisitions. And looking about, Jesus is saying to his disciples, "How squeamishly shall those who have money be entering into the kingdom of God?" Now the disciples were awestruck at his words. Yet Jesus, again answering, is saying to them, "Children, how squeamish it is for those who have confidence in money to be entering into the kingdom of God. Easier is it for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to be entering into the kingdom of God." Now they were exceedingly astonished, saying to him, "And who can be saved?" Now looking at them, Jesus is saying, "With men it is impossible, but not with God, for all is possible with God." Peter begins to say to him, "Lo, we leave all and follow thee. What consequently will it be to us?" Jesus averred to him, "Verily I am saying to you that there is no one who leaves a house, or brothers, or sisters, or father, or mother, or wife, or children, or fields, on my account and on account of the evangel, who should not be getting back a hundredfold now, in this era, houses and brothers and sisters and mother and father and children and fields, with persecutions, and in the coming aeon, life aeonian. Yet many of the first shall be last, and the last first." Now they were on the road going up into Jerusalem, and Jesus was preceding them. And they were awestruck, yet those following feared. And again, taking the 12 aside, he begins to tell them what is about to be befalling him. "Lo, we are going up into Jerusalem, and the Son of Mankind will be given up to the chief priests and the scribes. And they will be condemning him to death, and will be giving him up to the men of the nations, and will be scoffing at him, and spitting on him, and scourging him, and killing him. And after 3 days he will be rising." And going to him are James and John, the two sons of Zebedee, saying to him, "Teacher, we are wanting that, whatsoever we should be requesting of thee, thou shouldst be doing it for us." Yet he said to them, "What are you wanting me to do for you?" Now they said to him, "Grant to us that we should be seated, one at thy right and one at thy left, in thy glory." Yet Jesus said to them, "Not aware are you what you are requesting. Are you able to drink the cup which I am drinking, or to be baptized with the baptism with which I am being baptized?" Yet they say to him, "We are able." Yet Jesus said to them, "The cup indeed which I am drinking shall you be drinking, and with the baptism with which I am being baptized shall you be baptized. Yet to be seated at my right or at my left is not mine to give, but is for whom it has been made ready by my Father." And hearing of it, the 10 begin to be resentful concerning James and John. And calling them to him, Jesus is saying to them, "You are aware that those of the nations who are presuming to be chiefs are lording it over them, and their great men are coercing them. Yet not thus is it among you. But whosoever may be wanting to become great among you will be your servant. And whosoever may be wanting to be foremost among you will be the slave of all. For even the Son of Mankind came, not to be served, but to serve, and to give his soul a ransom for many." And they are coming into Jericho. And at his going out from Jericho, and his disciples and a considerable throng, the son of Timaeus, Bartimaeus, blind and a beggar, sat beside the road. And hearing that it is Jesus the Nazarene, he begins to cry and say, "Son of David, Jesus, be merciful to me." And many rebuked him that he should be silent. Yet he, much rather, cried, "Son of David, be merciful to me." And standing, Jesus said, "Summon him." And they are summoning the blind man, saying to him, "Courage, rouse, he is summoning you." Now he, casting off his cloak, springing up, came to Jesus. And answering him, Jesus said, "What do you want I shall be doing to you?" Now the blind man said to him, "Rabboni, that I should be receiving sight." Now Jesus said to him, "Go, your faith has saved you." And straightway he received sight and followed him on the road. Chapter 11. And when they are drawing near to Jerusalem and to Bethphage and to Bethany, toward the Mount of Olives, he is dispatching two of his disciples, and he is saying to them, "Go into the village facing you, and straightway, going into it, you will be finding a colt bound, on which not as yet any man is seated. Loose it and bring it. And if anyone should be saying to you, 'What is this you are doing?' say that the Lord has need of it, and straightway he is dispatching it here again. And they came away and found the colt bound to the door outside on the encircling road, and they are loosing it. And some of those standing there said to them, "What are you doing, loosing the colt?" Now they told them according as Jesus said, and they let them take it. And they are bringing the colt to Jesus, and they are casting their own garments on it, and he is seated on it. And many strew their own garments in the road, yet others soft foliage, chopping it out of the fields and strewed it on the road. And those preceding and those following cried, saying, "Hosanna! Blessed be he who is coming in the name of the Lord, and blessed be the coming kingdom of our father David in the name of the Lord. Hosanna among the highest." And Jesus entered into Jerusalem and into the sanctuary. And looking all about, it being already the evening hour, he came out to Bethany with the 12. And on the morrow at their coming out from Bethany, he hungers. And perceiving one fig tree from afar having leaves, he came, if consequently he will be finding anything on it. And coming to it, he found nothing except leaves, for it was not the season of figs. And answering, he said to it, "By no means may anyone still be eating fruit of you for the eon." And his disciples heard, and they are coming into Jerusalem. And Jesus, entering into the sanctuary, begins to cast out those selling and those buying in the sanctuary. And the tables of the brokers and the seats of those selling doves he overturns. And he did not give leave that anyone may be carrying a vessel through the sanctuary. And he taught and said to them, "Is it not written that my house a house of prayer shall be called for all nations? Yet you make it a burglar's cave." And the chief priests and the scribes hear, and they sought how they should be destroying him, for they feared him, for the entire throng was astonished at his teaching. And whenever it came to be evening, they went outside the city. And going by in the morning, they perceived the fig tree withered from the roots. And recollecting, Peter is saying to him, "Rabbi, lo, the fig tree which thou didst curse has withered." And answering, Jesus is saying to them, "If you have faith of God, verily I am saying to you that whosoever may be saying to this mountain, 'Be picked up and cast into the sea,' and may not be doubting in his heart, but should be believing that what he is speaking is occurring, it shall be his, whatsoever he may be saying. Therefore I am saying to you all, whatever you are praying and requesting, be believing that you obtained, and it will be yours. And whenever you may be standing praying, be forgiving, if you have anything against anyone, that your Father also, who is in the heavens, may be forgiving you your offenses. Now if you are not forgiving, neither will your Father, who is in the heavens, be forgiving your offenses." And they are coming again into Jerusalem. And at his walking in the sanctuary, the chief priests and the scribes and the elders are coming to him. And they said to him, "By what authority are you doing these things? Or who gives you this authority that you may be doing these things?" Now Jesus answering said to them, "I also will be inquiring of you one word, and answer me, and I will be declaring to you by what authority I'm doing these things. The baptism of John, whence was it? Was it of heaven or of men? Answer me." And they reasoned with themselves, saying, "If we should be saying, 'Of heaven,' he will be declaring, 'Wherefore then do you not believe him?' But may we be saying, 'Of men?" They feared the people, for all had it that John really was a prophet. And answering Jesus, they are saying, "We are not aware." And answering, Jesus is saying to them, "Neither am I telling you by what authority I'm doing these things." Chapter 12. And he begins to speak to them in parables. A vineyard a man is planting, and he places about it a stone dike, and excavates a vat, and builds a tower, and leased it to farmers, and travels. And he dispatches to the farmers, at the season, a slave, that from the farmers he may be getting from the fruits of the vineyard. And taking him, they lash him and dispatch him empty. And again he dispatches to them another slave. And that one, pelting with stones, they hit his head and dispatch him in dishonor. And again another he dispatches, and that one they kill, and many others, lashing these indeed, yet killing those. Still one had he, a son, his beloved. He dispatches him also, last to them, saying that they will be respecting my son. Yet those farmers say to themselves that this is the enjoyer of the allotment. Hither, we should be killing him, and the enjoyment of the allotment will be ours. And taking him, they kill him and cast him outside of the vineyard. What then will the Lord of the vineyard be doing? He will be coming and destroying the farmers and will be giving the vineyard to others. Did you not yet read this scripture? The stone which is rejected by the builders, this came to be for the head of the corner. From the Lord came this, and it is marvelous in our eyes. And they sought to hold him, and they were afraid of the throng, for they know that he spoke the parable to them. And leaving him, they came away. And they are dispatching to him some of the Pharisees and Herodians, that they should catch him by a word. And coming, they are saying to him, Teacher, we are aware that you are true, and you are not caring about anyone, for you are not looking at the face of men. But of a truth, the way of God are you teaching. Is it allowed to give poll tax to Caesar or not? May we be giving, or may we not be giving? Now he, having perceived their hypocrisy, said to them, Why are you trying me? Bring me a denarius, that I may be perceiving it. Now they bring it. And he is saying to them, Whose is this image and inscription? Now they say to him, Caesar's. Now Jesus said to them, Caesar's pay to Caesar, and God's to God. And they were astounded at him. And Sadducees are coming to him, who say there is no resurrection. And they inquired of him, saying, Teacher, Moses writes to us that, if anyone's brother should be dying, and leaving a wife, and leaving no child, that his brother may be taking his wife, and should be raising up seed to his brother. Seven brothers were there, and the first got a wife, and dying, leaves no seed. And the second got her, and died, leaving no seed, and the third similarly. And the seven also got her similarly, and leave no seed. Last of all, the woman also died. In the resurrection, then, whenever they may be rising, of which of them will she be the wife? For the seven have had her as wife. Jesus averred to them, Are you not therefore deceived, not being acquainted with the scriptures, nor yet the power of God? For whenever they may be rising from among the dead, they are neither marrying nor taking out in marriage, but are as the messengers in the heavens. Now concerning the dead, that they are being roused, did you not read in the scroll of Moses, at the thorn bush, how God spoke to him, saying, I am the God of Abraham, and the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. He is not the God of the dead, but of the living. You, then, are much deceived. And approaching, one of the scribes, hearing them discussing, having perceived that he answered them ideally, inquires of him, What is the foremost precept of all? Jesus answered him that, The foremost precept of all is, Hear, Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. And you shall be loving the Lord your God out of your whole heart, and out of your whole soul, and out of your whole comprehension, and out of your whole strength. This is the foremost precept. And the second is like it. You shall be loving your associate as yourself. Now greater than these is no other precept. And the scribe said to him, In truth, teacher, thou sayest ideally that he is one, and there is no other more than he. And to be loving him out of your whole heart, and out of the whole understanding, and out of the whole soul, and out of the whole strength, and to be loving the associate as yourself, is excessively more than all the ascent approaches and the sacrifices. And Jesus, perceiving him, that he answered apprehendingly, said to him, Not far are you from the kingdom of God. And no one dared to inquire of him any longer. And answering, Jesus said, Teaching in the sanctuary, How are the scribes saying that the Christ is a son of David? For he, David, said, In the Holy Spirit, Said the Lord to my Lord, Sit at my right, till I should be placing thine enemies for a footstool for thy feet. Then he, David, is terming him Lord. And whence is he his son? And the vast throng hears him with relish. And to them, in his teaching, he said, Beware of the scribes who want to walk in robes and want salutations in the markets, and front seats in the synagogues, and first reclining places at the dinners, who are devouring the homes of widows, and for a pretense are prolix in praying. These will be getting more excessive judgment. And Jesus, being seated facing the treasury, beheld how the throng is casting the coppers into the treasury. And many rich cast in much. And one woman, a poor widow coming, cast in two mites, which is a quadrans. And, calling his disciples to him, he said to them, Verily I am saying to you that this poor widow casts in more than all who are casting into the treasury. For all cast out of their superfluity, yet she, out of her want, casts in all, as much as she had her whole livelihood. Chapter 13. And at his going out of the sanctuary, one of his disciples is saying to him, "Teacher, lo, what manner of stones and what manner of buildings?" And answering, Jesus said to him, "Are you observing these great buildings? Under no circumstances may a stone be left here on a stone, which may not by all means be demolished." And at his sitting on the Mount of Olives, facing the sanctuary, Peter and James and John and Andrew inquired of him privately, "Tell us, when will these things be? And what is the sign whenever all these things may be about to be concluding?" Now Jesus answering begins to say to them, "Beware that no one should be deceiving you, for many shall be coming in my name, saying that I am, and shall be deceiving many. Now whenever you should be hearing battles and tidings of battles, see that you are not alarmed, for it must be occurring, but not as yet is the consummation. For rows shall be nation against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be quakes in places, and there shall be famines and disturbances. The beginning of pangs are these. Yet you be looking to yourselves, for they shall be giving you up to the Sanhedrins. And in synagogues shall you be lashed, and before governors and even kings shall you stand on my account, for a testimony to them. And to all the nations first must be heralded the evangel. And whenever they may be leading you off to give you over, do not worry beforehand what you should be speaking, neither be meditating, but whatsoever may be given to you in that hour, this be speaking, for it is not you who are speaking, but the Holy Spirit. And brother will be giving up brother to death, and father, child. And children shall be rising up against parents and shall be putting them to death. And you shall be hated by all because of my name. Yet he who endures to the consummation, he shall be saved. Now whenever you may be perceiving the abomination of desolation, declared by Daniel the prophet, standing where it must not, let the reader apprehend. Then let those in Judea flee into the mountains. Now let him who is on the housetop not be descending into the house, neither let him enter to pick up anything out of his house. And let him who is in the field not turn back to that behind to pick up his cloak. Now woe to those who are pregnant and those suckling in those days. Now be praying that your flight may not be occurring in winter, for in those days will be affliction, such as has not occurred from the beginning of the creation which God creates till now, and under no circumstances may be occurring. And except the Lord discounts the days, no flesh at all would be saved. But because of the chosen, whom he chooses, he discounts the days. And then, if anyone should be saying to you, "Lo, here is the Christ," and "Lo, there," Zrenia, be not believing. For rows shall be false Christs and false prophets, and they shall be giving signs and miracles to lead astray, if possible, even the chosen. Now you beware. Lo, I have declared it all to you beforehand. But in those days after that affliction, the sun shall be darkened, and the moon shall not be giving her beams, and the stars shall be falling out of heaven, and the powers in the heavens shall be shaken. And then shall they be seeing the Son of Mankind coming in clouds with much power and glory. And then shall he be dispatching his messengers and assembling his chosen from the four winds, from the extremity of the earth to the extremity of heaven. Now from the fig tree be learning a parable. Whenever its bough may already be becoming tender and the leaves sprouting out, you know that summer is near. Thus you also, whenever you may be perceiving these things occurring, know that he is near at the doors. Verily, I am saying to you that by no means may this generation be passing by until the time when all these things may be occurring. Heaven and earth shall be passing by, yet my words shall by no means be passing by. Now concerning that day or hour, no one is aware, neither the messengers in heaven nor the Son except the Father. Beware, be vigilant and pray, for you are not aware when the era is. It is as a man, a traveler, leaving his home and giving his slaves authority, and to each his work, and he directs the doorkeeper that he may be watching. Watch then, for you are not aware when the Lord of the house is coming, at evening, or midnight, or cock crowing, or morning, that coming suddenly, he may not be finding you drowsing. Now what I am saying to you, I am saying to all, watch. Chapter 14. Now it was the Passover in the unleavened bread after 2 days, and the chief priests and the scribes sought how, laying hold of him by guile, they should be killing him. For they said, "Not in the festival, lest at some time there will be a tumult of the people." And at his being in Bethany, in the house of Simon the leper, at his lying down, a woman came, having an alabaster vase of veritable nard attar, costly, and crushing the alabaster vase, she pours it down on his head. Now some were resenting this to themselves and saying, "For what has this destruction of the attar occurred? For this attar could have been disposed of for over 300 denarii and given to the poor." And they muttered against her. Yet Jesus said, "Leave her. Why are you affording her weariness? For it is an ideal work she works in me. For you always have the poor with you, and whenever you may be wanting, you can always do well to them. Yet me you have not always. What she had, she makes use of. She gets beforehand to anoint my body with attar for burial. Now verily I am saying to you, wheresoever this evangel may be heralded in the whole world, that also which she does shall be spoken of for a memorial of her." And Judas Iscariot, one of the 12, came away to the chief priests that he may be giving him up to them. Now those who hear him rejoice and promise to give him silver. And he sought how he may be opportunely giving him up. And on the first day of unleavened bread, when they sacrificed the Passover, his disciples are saying to him, "Where dost thou want us to come away, that we should be making ready, that thou mayest eat the Passover?" And he is dispatching two of his disciples, and is saying to them, "Go into the city, and a man will be meeting you, bearing a jar of water. Follow him, and wheresoever he may be entering, say to the householder that, 'The teacher is saying, where is my caravansary, where I may be eating the Passover with my disciples?' And he will be showing you a large upper room, ready with places spread, and there make ready for us." And his disciples came out and came into the city, and they found it according as he said to them. And they make ready the Passover. And evening coming on, he is coming with the 12. And at their lying back at table and eating, Jesus said, "Verily, I am saying to you that one of you who is eating with me shall give me up." Now they begin to be sorrowful and to be saying to him, one by one, "It is not I, Rabbi," and another, "Not I." Now he, answering, said to them, "It is one of the 12 who is dipping his hand into the dish with me. Seeing that the Son of Mankind is indeed going away, according as it is written concerning him, yet woe to that man through whom the Son of Mankind is being given up. Ideal were it for him if that man were not born." And at their eating, Jesus, taking bread, blessing, breaks it and gives to them, and said, "Take, this is my body." And taking the cup, giving thanks, he gives it to them, and they all drank of it. And he said to them, "This is my blood of the new covenant that is shed for many. Verily I am saying to you that no longer under any circumstances may I be drinking of the product of the grapevine till that day whenever I may be drinking it new in the kingdom of God." And singing a hymn, they came out to the Mount of Olives. And Jesus is saying to them that, "All of you shall be snared in me in this night. For it is written, I shall be smiting the shepherd, and the sheep shall be scattered. But after my rousing, I shall be preceding you into Galilee." Yet Peter averred to him, "And if all shall be snared, nevertheless, not I." And Jesus is saying to him, "Verily, I am saying to you that you today, in this night, ere a cock crows twice, thrice will be renouncing me." Yet Peter spoke extravagantly, "Rather, if ever I must die together with thee, I shall under no circumstances be renouncing thee." Now similarly also said all, and they are coming into a freehold, the name of which is Gethsemane. And he is saying to his disciples, "Be seated here till I should be praying." And he is taking Peter and James and John aside with himself, and he begins to be overawed and depressed. And he is saying to them, "Sorrow-stricken is my soul to death. Remain here and watch." And coming forward a little, he fell on the earth and prayed that, if it is possible, the hour may pass by from him. And they were not aware what they may answer him. And he is coming the third time, and is saying to them, "Are you drowsing furthermore and resting? It is away. The hour came. Lo, the Son of Mankind is being given up into the hands of sinners. Rouse, we may be going. Lo, he who is giving me up is near." And straightway, while he is still speaking, coming along is Judas Iscariot, one of the 12. And with him a vast throng with swords and cudgels from the chief priests and the scribes and the elders. Now he who was giving him up had given them a signal, saying, "Whomever I should be kissing, he it is. Hold him and lead him away securely." And coming, straightway coming to him, he is saying, "Rabbi, Rabbi," and he kisses him fondly. Now they lay their hands on him and hold him. Now a certain one of those standing by, pulling a sword, hits the slave of the chief priest and amputates his ear. And answering, Jesus said to them, "As after a robber, do you come out with swords and cudgels to apprehend me? Daily was I with you in the sanctuary teaching, and you do not hold me, but that the scriptures may be fulfilled." And leaving him, they all fled. And one, a certain youth, was following with him, clothed in a linen wrapper on his naked body, and the youths are holding him. Yet he, leaving the linen wrapper, fled naked from them. And they led Jesus away to the chief priest Caiaphas. And all the chief priests and the elders and the scribes are coming together to him. And Peter from afar follows him till within the courtyard of the chief priest, and was sitting together with the deputies, and warming himself at the light. Now the chief priests and the whole Sanhedrin sought false testimony against Jesus, to put him to death, and they found it not, for many testified against him falsely, and the testimonies were not consistent. And some rising testified against him falsely, saying that, "We hear him saying that I shall be demolishing this temple made by hands, and during 3 days I shall be building another not made by hands." And neither thus was their testimony consistent. And the chief priest, rising in the midst, inquires of Jesus, saying, "You are not answering anything? What are these testifying against you?" Yet Jesus was silent and does not answer anything. Again the chief priest inquired of him, and is saying to him, "Are you the Christ, the Son of God, the Blessed?" Now Jesus said, "I am, and you shall be seeing the Son of Mankind sitting at the right hand of power and coming with the clouds of heaven." Now the chief priest, tearing his tunics, is saying, "What need have we still of witnesses? Lo, now you hear the blasphemy. What is it appearing to you?" Now they all condemn him to be liable to death, and some begin to be spitting on him and putting a covering about his face and buffeting him and saying to him, "Prophesy." And the deputies with slaps took him. And at Peter's being below in the courtyard, one of the maids of the chief priest is coming, and, perceiving Peter warming himself, looking at him, she is saying, "You also were with Jesus the Nazarene." Yet he denies, saying, "Neither am I aware, nor am I an adept in what you are saying." And he came outside into the forecourt, and a cock crows. And the maid, perceiving him, begins again to say to those standing by that, "This one is of them." Yet again he denied. And after a little, those standing by said again to Peter, "Truly you are of them, for you are a Galilean also, and your speech is alike." Now he begins to be anathematizing and swearing that, "I am not acquainted with this man of whom you are telling." And straightway a second time a cock crows. And Peter recollects the declaration, as Jesus said to him that, "Ere a cock crows twice, thrice you will be renouncing me." And reflecting, he lamented. Chapter 15. And straightway in the morning, the chief priests with the elders and the scribes and the whole Sanhedrin hold a consultation. Binding Jesus, they carry him away and give him over to Pilate. And Pilate inquires of him, "You are the king of the Jews?" Now he, answering him, is saying, "You are saying it." And the chief priests accused him of many things. Now Pilate again inquires of him, saying, "You are not answering anything? Lo, of how much they are accusing you." Yet Jesus no longer answered anything, so that Pilate is marveling. Now at the festival he released to them one prisoner, even whom they requested. Now there was one term Barabbas, bound with the insurrectionists, who had done some murder in the insurrection. And the throng, exclaiming, begins to be requesting according as he ever did for them. Now Pilate answered them, saying, "Are you wanting that I should be releasing to you the king of the Jews?" For he recognized that because of envy the chief priests had given him up. Now the chief priests excite the throng that he should rather be releasing Barabbas to them. Now Pilate, again answering, said to them, "What then are you wanting that I shall be doing with him whom you are terming the king of the Jews?" Yet they again cry, saying, "Crucify him." Yet Pilate said to them, "What evil does he?" Yet they cry exceedingly, saying, "Crucify him." Now Pilate, intending to do enough for the throng, releases to them Barabbas and gives up Jesus, whipping him, that he may be crucified. Yet the soldiers led him away within the courtyard, which is the Praetorium. And they are calling together the whole squadron. And they are dressing him in purple, and braiding a thorny wreath, they are placing it about him. And they begin to salute him and say, "Rejoice, King of the Jews!" And they beat his head with a reed and spat on him, and kneeling, they worshipped him. And when they scoff at him, they strip him of the purple and put on him his own garments, and they are leading him out that they should be crucifying him. And they are conscripting a certain Simon, a Cyrenian, passing along, coming from a field, the father of Alexander and Rufus, that he should be picking up his cross. And they are bringing him to Golgotha Place, which is, being construed, Skull's Place. And they gave him wine with myrrh to drink, yet he did not take it. And crucifying him, they are dividing his garments, casting a lot for them who should be taking anything away. Now it was the third hour, and they crucify him. And there was an inscription with his charge inscribed, "The King of the Jews." And together with him, they are crucifying two robbers, one at the right and one at the left of him. And those going by blasphemed him, wagging their heads and saying, "Aha! You who are demolishing the temple and building it in 3 days, save yourself by descending from the cross." Likewise, the chief priests also, with the scribes, scoffing with one another, said, "Others he saves, himself he cannot save. Let the Christ, the King of Israel, descend now from the cross, that we may be perceiving and should be believing." And those crucified together with him reproached him. And at the coming of the sixth hour, darkness came over the whole land till the ninth hour. And at the ninth hour, Jesus implores with a loud voice, saying, "Eloi, Eloi, lema sabachthani?" Which is, being construed, my God, why didst thou forsake me?" And some of those standing by, hearing it, said, "Lo, he is summoning Elijah." Now someone running and soaking a sponge with vinegar, sticking it on a reed, gave him a drink, saying, "Let be. We may see if Elijah is coming to take him down." Now Jesus, letting out a loud sound, expires. And the curtain of the temple is rent in two from above to the bottom. Now the centurion, who stands by opposite him, perceiving that, crying thus, he expires, said, "Truly, this man was the Son of God." Now there were women also, beholding from afar, among whom was Mary Magdalene also, and Mary, the mother of James the Little and Joses, and Salome, who, when he was in Galilee, followed him and dispensed to him, and many others who ascend with him into Jerusalem. And already coming to be evening, since it was the preparation, which is before the Sabbath, Joseph from Arimathea, a respectable counselor, who himself also was anticipating the kingdom of God, coming with daring, entered into Pilate and requests the body of Jesus. Now Pilate marvels if he is dead already, and calling the centurion to him, he inquires of him if he died long ago. And knowing it from the centurion, he presents the corpse to Joseph, and, buying a linen wrapper and taking him down, he wraps him in the linen wrapper and places him in a tomb which was quarried out of rock, and he rolls a large stone onto the door of the tomb. Now Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of Joseph, beheld where he has been placed. Chapter 16. And for the elapsing of the Sabbath, Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James, and Salome buy spices, that coming they should be rubbing him. And very early in the morning on one of the Sabbaths, they are coming to the tomb at the rising of the sun. And they said to themselves, "Who will be rolling away the stone for us out of the door of the tomb?" And looking up, they behold that the stone has been rolled back, for it was tremendously great. And entering into the tomb, they perceived a youth sitting at the right, clothed with a white robe, and they were overawed. Now he is saying to them, "Be not overawed. Jesus are you seeking, the Nazarene, the crucified? He was roused. He is not here. Perceive the place where they place him. But go, say to his disciples and to Peter, that he is preceding you into Galilee. There you shall see him, according as he said to you." And coming out, they fled from the tomb, for trembling and amazement had filled them. And they said nothing to anyone, for they feared. Now rising in the morning in the first Sabbath, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene, from whom he had cast out seven demons. She, being gone, reports to those coming to be with him, who are mourning and lamenting. And they, hearing that he is living and was gazed upon by her, disbelieve. Yet after these things, he was manifested in a different form to two of them walking, going into a field. And they, coming away, report to the rest. Neither those do they believe. Now subsequently at their lying back at table, he was manifested to the 11, and he reproaches their unbelief and hard-heartedness, seeing that they do not believe those who gaze on him, having been roused from among the dead. And he said to them, "Go into all the world, herald the evangel to the entire creation. He who believes and is baptized shall be saved, yet he who disbelieves shall be condemned. Now these signs shall fully follow in those who believe. In my name they shall be casting out demons. They will be speaking in new languages. They will be picking up serpents. And if they should be drinking anything deadly, it should under no circumstances be harming them. They will be placing hands on those who are ailing, and ideally will they be having it." The Lord indeed then, after speaking with them, was taken up into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God. Now they, coming away, herald everywhere, the Lord working together with them and confirming the word by the signs following them up.